This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Dragon Masters, Book 14, Land of the Spring Dragon, by Tracy West, read by Emily Ellett. This book is for all the pixie trickers out there. You know who you are. And a big thank you to Cyrus Corella for suggesting that Fallen be called a spring dragon. He is a real wizard with words. T.W. Before we start, while the Dragon Master's world is not the real world, many of the characters and places in it are inspired by real-world cultures. For this reason, I'll be pronouncing the names of these characters and places the way they'd be pronounced in the real world. These pronunciations may differ from how you think a name might sound based on its spelling alone. Chapter 1. Hope for Bracken. Drake couldn't stop thinking about what had happened to the Kingdom of Bracken. Images flashed through his mind. Tall trees snapped in half. Fields, once green with crops, now cracked and crumbled. Wood from broken houses scattered across the dirt. A few hours before, an earthquake had struck. An evil wizard named Maldred had controlled a powerful dragon called the Naga. He'd ordered the Naga to attack Bracken.